Good morning. We continue with Hilchos Shabbos. Then we're learning Klal Dalet. Klal Dalet deals with the case of a pillow, which the stuffing is no longer inside of the pillow. It came out. The way they would make a pillow is you would take two pieces of cloth, stitch them together on three sides, and then put soft material in the middle and sew off the fourth side. The question number one is, can the person fill it up with a cheskila? Let's say a person leaves a small opening on the fourth side. So he puts it inside and stops it well. It's not going to come out so quickly. So he doesn't have to sew it up. So he wants to do that on Shabbos. Is that going to be mutter? The second scenario is a case where it came out, and the person wants to put it back in. Is that going to be mutter? So the Mura actually discusses this case. And the way the Mura comes out is putting it in the first time is also returning it, refilling it is going to be mutter. The question is, what is the concern that why the first time is also, and why is that no longer relevant for the second time? So Rashi and Nakamura says that the concern is makom patish, putting it in the first time and filling it, you're taking it from being two pieces of cloth into becoming a pillow. So that is a makom patish. So that would really, if so, that's the concern. It doesn't belong here in our klal. However, there's a second explanation. The reason why it's also is because you might come to sew it up, and that's why it's here. There's a gzeira, Hashem yitvor. So the act of filling it is not considered makapatish, not significant enough of an act to be considered makapatish. And the reason is because Hashem yitvor. Chazal goes to Hashem Yitzvor, and that's only. However, that's only the first time. So Rashi understands that the concern is a makom patish, and that's how the Mishnah Berurah actually goes. Therefore, the second time, once it's been made into a kli, restuffing it is not considered a ma'isa makom patish. I have to assume that it was common for the stuffing to fall out and have to be put back in, to the point it's not considered that the kli was totally obliterated and you're starting over again from scratch. So apparently that's not true. So it was it's not considered makom patish the second time, and it's going to be mutter. According to Rashi, Chazal did not ask in this case because of Shema Yitvor. It's a good point. He might come to sew. First of all, according to Rashi, you have a deraisa concern. I don't need a rabbanan concern. But second of all, these type of gzeiras, when a person is doing action X, and we're concerned that X will lead to Y, the reason why Chazal asked it is because the natural flow is from A to B. The person, without thinking, once they're doing A, will usually come to do B. If, for example, let's say, however, over here, I tell you that people would fill the pillows and not necessarily sew it up right away. You leave a small opening on the fourth side and stuff everything in, and then just leave it like that because it's stuffed full to the point that it doesn't easily come out. So if that would be true, it doesn't make sense. We're not afraid a person is going to forget himself and do that. If something which, even if a person does it, it doesn't happen right away. A person will fill it and come back later, a few days later, and sew it up. The Gzeirah Shem Yitvor wouldn't apply. So exactly what the Metzius was, how they lived when they made these pillows, that there's no Gzeirah Shem Yitvor according to Rashi, is not clear to me. But that would be the understanding. That would be the approach. Chayotim, on the other hand, says that the problem is Shem Yitvor. Now he says, yes, Shemim, the problem is Makapatish. So the question is all the way around. Why is it not? Why does he not see it as makom patish? And he assumes that the primary reason is because of Shem Yitvor. So that's not clear 100% either. Let's read the Chayyadim inside. Muchin shenaplu mikar maksosis. You have the soft material which is in the side. Muchin is actually, they would have like worn out begadim which are sort of become soft from the usage. They're worn out and they're soft. And take them, chop them up, and use that as a soft stuffing inside of a pillow or a mattress. Who would notice enough to make them? Or you have feathers, down feathers, or goose feathers, which came out from a pillow. Mutalak zirim, a person could put them back in. You cannot put them in for the first time. Shema yitra, because you might sew it up. Some say the reason why you can't do that is not because of gzera shema yitra, but because you're making it into a kli. So it's not a gzera to something else. This act itself is a significant act, which Chazal saw that it's also, and according to Rashi, the thing we understand, it's actually not just a derbanan, but it would be actually a deraisa. Modern application of this is blowing up balloons, which we spoke about a little before. Let's maybe review that again in the next year, and meanwhile, have a good day.